WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of ADHD. Ever feel like you're juggling a thousand things at once, with only two hands and zero superpowers? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can conquer this thing called life, even with the brilliant chaos that comes with ADHD brains. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Setting realistic goals and actually smashing them, because let's be honest, who wants to set goals only to watch them crumble faster than a stale cookie? In this fast-paced world, everyone's pushing for more, bigger, better. But here's the truth bomb. It's not about achieving some unattainable dream. It's about making consistent progress and celebrating those wins, no matter how small. So buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your goal-setting game and turn you into a productivity ninja, even if your brain feels like it's running on dial-up internet some days. First things first, ditch the unrealistic expectations. We're not talking about aiming for mediocrity here, but rather recognizing our limitations and setting goals that are challenging yet achievable. Think of it this way. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest in a day, right? Same goes for your goals. Break them down into smaller, manageable steps. Those little victories will fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Number 2. Embrace the power of planning. I know, the word, planning, can sound as exciting as watching paint dry. But trust me, it's essential. Take some time to map out your goals, outlining the specific steps needed to achieve them. You can even use a visual planner or app to make it more engaging. Think colorful sticky notes, mind maps, or those fancy digital tools that feel like they belong in a futuristic movie. Third on our list, celebrate your wins. Don't let those small victories go unnoticed. Take time to acknowledge your progress and reward yourself for every milestone reached. This could be anything from treating yourself to a delicious coffee to taking a relaxing bath or finally binge-watching that show you've been dying to see. Remember, celebrating keeps you motivated and reminds you how far you've come. Number 4. Don't be afraid to adjust your course. Life is unpredictable, just like our ADHD brains sometimes. If something isn't working, don't beat yourself up. Simply reassess your goals and make necessary adjustments. Flexibility is key. It allows you to adapt to changing circumstances and stay on track without getting bogged down by rigid plans. And lastly, but perhaps most importantly, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't always going to be smooth sailing. There will be days when your motivation wanes, distractions seem to multiply like rabbits, and that, just one more episode, feeling takes over. We've all been there. Remember, progress isn't linear. It's a roller coaster with its ups and downs. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Think about that time you were learning something new. Maybe playing an instrument or trying a new sport. In the beginning, it felt clunky, frustrating even, right? But with practice and persistence, you started to see improvement, felt more confident, and eventually mastered those skills. Setting goals is similar. It requires effort, consistency, and a dash of self-compassion along the way. Now, imagine this. You're finally tackling that project you've been putting off for months. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, you break it down into smaller tasks, schedule them strategically in your planner, and reward yourself with a little treat after completing each step. You're focused, you're productive, and you're actually enjoying the process. That, my friends, is the magic of setting realistic goals. It transforms overwhelm into accomplishment, doubt into confidence, and procrastination into progress. So, remember, be kind to yourself, celebrate those victories, and keep moving forward. Remember, you've got this. Want to share your own experiences with goal setting or have any questions? Hit me up in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep crushing it, one goal at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.